Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here on the 18th floor at 303 Wacker, overlooking beautiful downtown Chicago. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5 a.m. and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man. So get your requests in now. That's any artist, any song, anything. You program it, any artist. Wild Card Wednesday, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right. A little later on, we're going to be talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees that were announced. Discuss that and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in general. But right now, we want to welcome back to the show Jim Chilson. He is the Communications Director for the Citizens Utility Board, or CUB. And CUB works to lower rates, get better service from the state's utility companies, and save people over $20 billion over the years. And you can check out citizensutilityboard.org for more information. And they've got a quiz that they're going to be doing and some other things to talk about with Jim about this great organization. And let's welcome Jim back to the show. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, Nick. Glad to be here. How you doing,
sir? I'm okay. I'm fine. First of all, tell everybody about Citizens Utility Board.
Yeah, I'm very proud to work for this organization. I've been there about 15 years now. This CUB, or the Citizens Utility Board, was created by the Illinois legislature back in 1983, and it opened its doors in 1984. And our mission is, as you said, is to fight for the rights of utility customers across the state. That's anybody who pays an electric, gas, or phone bill. We even fight water cases when it's a private water company. We will fight those cases too. And over the years, we have helped save consumers more than $20 billion. What makes me really proud to work for the group is that we've got a consumer hotline at 800-669-5556, and we take complaints every day from consumers who have questions or concerns about their utility bills or complaints about their utility bills. And I've seen that group help save people, hundreds, even thousands of dollars by just spotting errors on their utility bills and errors in how the utilities deal with consumers.
Yeah.
And we also hold events across the state where we just read people's utility bills. You'd be amazed how much people don't know about their utility bills. And I think that's one of the reasons we're holding this quiz in October, which is Energy Awareness Month.
It's energy. I wasn't even aware that Energy Awareness Month. Maybe I forgot. October is Energy Awareness Month. Jim, how did you personally get involved with the organization, and how long has the organization been around?
Yeah, we opened our doors in 1984, so we're coming up on an anniversary next year. It's going to be 35 years.
Wow.
And it was created by the Illinois legislature. And I was an AP reporter. I was an Associated Press reporter before I came to CUB. And actually, it's been longer than 15 years. It's been about 18 years. I was looking for something. I was getting out of the journalism business. And I found this great group of people that just, spend their days trying to save people money on their utility bills. So we're, it's a hardworking group. And they're people who just really are focused on doing everything they can to help people cut their utility bills and help to educate people about their utility bills.
Yeah, and I love that we've talked about this in the past, that you are a real popular guy at parties.
That's right. When I got hired, they told me, they go, you're going to be one of the most popular people at parties because everybody has questions about their utility bills. And I laughed at that. And, Nick, it is true. People always come up to me and say, I got this call from somebody saying they're going to cut my electric bill. What's that about? Or I just saw, I got this bill insert. What's ComEd up to these days? And the people are always interested because it's like that saying during the presidential election, it's the economy, stupid. People care about their pocketbooks. No matter what you believe in politics, we're a nonpartisan group. People always care about cutting their utility bills. And so we're a group that's accessible to a wide range of people. Everybody's interested in what we do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, another thing is, it's nice that this core organization exists to help people out. And again, the 800 number is 800-669-5556. You can go to citizensutilityboard.org. Because as Jim, you've been doing this for a long time. A lot of people think that they have to pay these bills, that it's insurmountable, that they have no other choice, that can't challenge the utilities, and sometimes they think they can't switch providers. It's a kind of an intimidating thing. It's like, well, I got to pay it. I have no choice. But that's not the case.
Absolutely. I think a lot of people are weary. That's what I experience when I go to the, when I have to work these utility bill clinics sometimes. And it's good for me to do that because I see what people are dealing with on a daily basis in terms of just people paying their utility bills. And I think people are really are weary. They're intimidated by the bills. They don't always understand it. Or also, we find a remarkable number of people that are very educated about their bills, but are frustrated. They're looking for opportunities to cut them. And that's always what feels good is when we can, you know, connect people to good programs and, you know, good opportunities to cut their bills. And there are a lot of great opportunities out there. You know, this quiz where, you know, somebody who takes the quiz at the end of October is going to win $100. And that's great. But there's a lot of opportunities beyond that to just to make even deeper cuts in your bills. And that's what we try to educate people about.
And it's a great service. No, this is I don't think I've ever asked you this question. Is there one utility that tops in terms of complaints?
You know, that's a great question. That's a really great question. You know, for years it was ComEd, and it usually is ComEd. ComEd is up there, but I tell you, AT&T gives them a run for their money.
Yeah.
People are even though there are fewer and fewer landline customers. You know. But AT&T still, you know, sparks a lot of frustration from people. And you know what? As we, you know, it's not officially a utility, but we deal with a lot of questions and complaints about this company, Comcast.
Yeah.
So I would say it's ComEd, Comcast, and AT&T are the top three in the state.
That's interesting. I happen to have two of those of my utilities. I do not have AT&T, but speaking of AT&T, they are ending a monthly discount for low income callers. Talk about that and how you guys at Cub want that reinstated.
Yeah, and we're asking people to go to cubactioncenter.com to sign a petition. That's cubactioncenter.com. Yeah, this is bad news. You know, we've been in this fight with the company for years. You know, everybody at Cub loves their smartphones. We, you know, depend on technology. We love technology. But there are still people in this state, probably around, I would say it's probably close to a million people total in the state who depend in some degree on landline, traditional landline, copper landline phone service. And AT&T has been trying to push them off of that landline service for the past couple of years. And our argument is those people should be able to, you are obligated to offer landline phone service. People who need landline phone service, for a lot of people, it's their most reliable link to the outside world. These are people, you know, seniors on fixed incomes, people like that who need, you know, their landline phones. And they should be able to keep it, and it should be affordable to them as long as AT&T is obligated. Well, AT&T just announced that people are getting these letters that they're taking away this monthly phone discount. It was a lifeline discount. This is going to impact about around 5,300 people in the state. And we're talking about Illinois' most vulnerable phone customers, people who really need that landline and they need it to be affordable. We've had people say, if they take away this federal lifeline discount, you know, I'm not going to be able to afford my landline anymore. I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to get rid of my landline. And there are other, you know, options out there. But, you know, right now for a cell phone, for example, the state has not upgraded its 911 service across Illinois. And that means that the emergency, if you make an emergency call from a cell phone, for example, they're not able to always pinpoint your exact location immediately.
Right.
And so it's concerns like that that say, hey, you know, let's put the brakes on AT&T. As long as you're still obligated to offer landline phone service, you know, you should offer this federal credit. It's a federal program that, you know, offers, you know, this monthly credit. It's up to $11.75 a month for people who qualify and who apply for it, and they're low-income people. So, you know, we're urging AT&T you know, to reinstate this credit immediately. Now, under federal law, as long as AT&T, you know, proves that there's another option out there, at least one other option for people out there, usually cell phone companies, they're allowed to get rid of that credit. And we're just saying, you know, you may have a legal right to do it, but what's the right thing to do in this situation? And,
right.
You know, this is a company that made $29.5 billion last year. We think the least they can do is retain this credit as long as they're obligated to offer landline service.
Yeah, I agree. That's important. And people, we're urging you guys to sign a petition at cubactioncenter.com. cubactioncenter.com.
That's right. And we just put out an email about it today and already got close to 1,000 people signing it. Like I said, AT&T sparks a lot of frustration in people, so they're willing, even if they're not landline customers, they're willing to help in this fight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, keep the fight going. So go to CubActionCenter.com, sign that petition. It is Energy Awareness Month, October, and because of that, you guys are doing an energy quiz, and at the end of the month, someone could win $100. But we want to talk a little bit about that quiz when we come back because we have to break. Okay, Jim?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, hang on a second. Jim Chilson is with us. He is a communications director for the Citizens Utility Board. It's a group that wants to lower rates, get better service from the state's utility companies. Saved a lot of money for a lot of people over the years. In fact, over $20 billion. CitizensUtilityBoard.org or call 800-669-5556. A great group. And when we come back, we'll talk about the energy quiz that could win you $100. That's all coming up right after this on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. Currently, Jim Chilson is with us. He is a communications director for the Citizens Utility Board, a great group that works to lower rates and get better service from utility companies. It saved over $20 billion for people over the years, and citizensutilityboard.org for more information. Jim's been working with them for many years, and it's Energy Awareness Month. October is Energy Awareness Month. And there's an energy quiz that you can take, and we're going to talk about that and maybe throw a few sample questions out there and see what'll happen. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
So tell me about this quiz.
Yeah, well, we thought it would be a creative way to celebrate Energy Awareness Month. You know, there's every day we talk to people who pay higher utility bills because of energy scams, because of misunderstandings about their bills, or just myths. Things that they believed about their utility bills that simply aren't true, and we thought this would be a great way to educate people. And the nice thing is, at the end of the month, because energy myths are scary, October 31st, we're going to pick a winner, and you don't even have to get the quiz right to win. It's a giveaway. Anybody who takes the quiz will be eligible to win $100 off their October utility bills. And we're just going to randomly select somebody who takes the quiz to win that $100. But
right.
So we're encouraging everyone to go to citizensutilityboard.org. That's citizensutilityboard.org. And right there on the banner headline, you can see a big picture that you can click on, and it says, you know, to take this energy myths quiz.
And maybe we can throw a couple of questions out there. I want people to actually go online and do the quiz to participate,
yeah,
and also have that chance of getting $100 off of their bills. Before we do that, you know, this is a question I'm meaning to ask. You know, because of technology and where we are right now, and because of, you know, the fact that we don't really get to talk to really real human beings and everything is automated, that also makes it difficult to challenge and to pay your bills because it's confusing, and I think technology has actually made it more difficult. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, and I think, you know, speaking of technology, people tell us that they have tried to call the utility, and they have a heck of a time just talking to the, you know, the automated, you know, phone tree that they get caught in. They'll get put on hold. They just have a hard time talking to a live, you know, person. But yeah, I think I think technology, you know, can be a huge barrier, and I think that's one of the things that Cub has had to grow and learn more about as we continue consumer advocacy. That just last year we put out a privacy guide, you know, tips on how people can protect their privacy with technology, you know, social media or, you know, email, anything like that. And I think that, you know, Cub has gone from a group, you know, that's just purely fighting, you know, electric rate hikes, to now a group that not only fights rate hikes, but we also try to give information and help people in this day and age, you know, to protect their privacy and protect their pocketbooks in a technological world.
Mm, okay. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about this quiz. Who came up with the questions?
Yeah, that was Megan Merrill is somebody I work with. It was a team effort. She's somebody in the communications department, and she got very excited about this, thought this was a great idea to do a quiz, and she really jumped all over this. But it was a team effort. A lot of people, we asked our outreach director, who, you know, does, you know, they do 400 plus events a year. We asked our consumer advocacy director. They take thousands of calls a year. And this quiz is really based on, you know, the kinds of questions that we get out in the field and, you know, from people who call our hotline.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to go through all the questions because I want people to go online and take them. But I do want to do a couple sample ones, for instance.
Yeah, please.
Here's the first one. True or false, it uses less energy and is therefore cheaper to leave lights and appliances on rather than turning them off and back on again. And the question is true or false.
And this is an ongoing argument in homes across America, and it's actually false. In almost every case, leaving lights on uses more energy than turning them off and then on again. Mm. Maybe with compact fluorescent light bulbs, those are those curly Q light bulbs.
Right.
Those are going away actually in favor of LED bulbs. But people, sometimes with those types of lights, if you're going to leave the room, you should only turn it off if you're going to leave it for 5 minutes or more. But every other light, incandescents to LEDs, just turn those lights off. It really uses a lot more energy to just leave those lights on, and that costs you more on your electric bill.
Okay. All right. And let's see. Another true or false. Going with an alternative supplier's 100% green plan means I'm getting 100% renewable energy pumped into my home.
Yeah, this is one that is just very confusing to people, and I don't know if you've gotten hit up for these types of deals, but there are a lot of people who sign up for these 100% green plans, and they think that they're getting electricity pumped into their home. They're getting renewable energy pumped into their home. That's false.
Mm.
Signing up for a green plan does not mean that the electricity supplier will send energy produced by a solar or wind farm directly to your home. Instead, the company will take some of your money to buy something called renewable energy certificates to offset up to 100% of the energy that you use. So basically, it doesn't mean that's impossible. Once electricity is generated, like you turn on the TV at home, that could be coming from thousands of different sources of electricity, from the cleanest solar farm to the dirtiest, you know, coal-fired power plant. There's no way to guarantee that the electricity coming into your home is renewable energy. However, if you sign up for one of these green plans, what it means is somewhere on the power grid, not necessarily your home, but somewhere on the power grid, an equal amount of green electricity will be added.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad thing. You know, this is a legitimate choice in the market, but let me tell you, Nick, a lot of people are paying way too much for these green plans. I mean, sometimes we've seen people paying more than double for these green plans. And you know what? A better thing to do that would be more green would just be to practice energy efficiency at home and to, you know, just be very, you know, careful about, you know, making your home as efficient as possible. That's really the greenest thing you can do for your home. So just be careful. If you want to sign up for a green plan, it's a legitimate choice, but just know what you're getting. It does not mean that you're getting 100% renewable energy pumped into your home.
Let me ask, before we let you go, Jim, how much did you know about utilities and all this stuff beforehand when you joined Cub?
Oh,
because you know a
nothing.
Lot now, so but you knew nothing.
Yeah, and I'm still learning. I want to make that clear. I'm still learning to this day. But, yeah, I knew nothing, and I paid for it, particularly on both my electric and my phone bill. I was overpaying by so much.
Mm.
When I came to Cub, I was able to look at those bills and, you know, reduce them. And now I think my kid always jokes. He goes, "Dad's an electricity cop." I guess that's because I say because I try to stop the companies from raising our rates, but also I'm always yelling at them about turning off their lights and just conserving, you know, being energy efficient.
Right.
So I've learned a lot, and I think that that's the key is that, and I've learned a lot from just talking to consumers, a lot of smart consumers out there, and I think that's the key is just educating yourself about your utility bills. When you're educated, you're less likely to fall for any scams or misunderstandings or myths.
Right. Okay. Well, it's a great organization, Jim, and I appreciate all you do. You check out citizensutilityboard.org and take that quiz. Take the quiz for Energy Awareness Month, and at the end, you too could get a discount of $100 on your bills. And it's free, and you don't have to get the questions right. You'll automatically be entered into it. So just go to citizensutilityboard.org. You can take that quiz. And if you have questions or concerns, you can call 800-669-5556. That's 800-669-5556 for the Citizens Utility Board. Jim, always a pleasure to talk to you, man, and I will talk to you soon.
Keep fighting the good fight, sir.
Okay, buddy, take care. All right.
Take care.
Jim Chilson, everybody, Communications Director for the Citizens Utility Board. They help a lot of people out, and they can help you out. Also, take the quiz, citizensutilityboard.org, for more info as well. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN.